Thanksgiving, we kind of just drop that and say, hey, whatever you want, let's play it for you. Let's raise your spirits on this Thanksgiving morning, get you ready for cooking, or maybe you're already cooking, baking, basting. What are some other cooking B words? Broccoli? Yeah. All right, this next hour is going to have more requests, some more food songs, but at 11 o'clock, we stop everything to do the traditional playing of Alice's Restaurant. Now, here's the thing about this song. It does have a Thanksgiving reference. It was how it actually came about. So Arlo and his pal were actually at Alice's house for Thanksgiving, and they wanted to be helpful the next morning, and they cleaned everything up, and they packed it into their VW van, and then the shenanigans happened. So they wrote the song kind of like riffing off of all of that experience. And Alice, being a real person, just passed away, I think, a couple years ago. There's lots of stories about this. So you can look up the full story and the interviews that are based on it online. But Alice's Restaurant, it plays at 11. It's a song about the Vietnam War. Look, sometimes you can't explain traditions, folks, right? Sometimes you just lean into them. Here we go. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. 11 o'clock on WREV FM Burlington. Here's your annual playing of Alice's Restaurant.
This song's called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago. It was on 2 years ago on Thanksgiving when my friend and I went up to visit Alice at the restaurant. But Alice doesn't live in the restaurant. She lives in the church nearby the restaurant in the bell tower with her husband Ray and Facha the dog. And living in the bell tower like that, they got a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be. And having all that room, seeing as how they took out all the pews, they decided that they didn't have to take out their garbage for a long time. We got up there, we found all the garbage in there, and we decided it'd be a friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the city dump. So we took the half a ton of garbage, put it in the back of a red VW microbus, took shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, and headed on toward the city dump. Well, we got there, and there's a big sign and a chain across the dump saying closed on Thanksgiving. And we had never heard of a dump closed on Thanksgiving before. And with tears in our eyes, we drove off into the sunset looking for another place to put the garbage. We didn't find one till we came to a side road. And off the side of the side road was another 15-foot cliff. And at the bottom of the cliff was another pile of garbage. And we decided that one big pile's better than two little piles, and rather than bring that one up, we decided to throw ours down. That's what we did. Drove back to the church, had a Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning when we got a phone call from Officer Obie. Said, kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage, and wanted to know if you had any information about it. And I said, yes, sir, Officer Obie, cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage. After speaking to Obie for about 45 minutes on the telephone, we finally arrived at the truth of the matter and said that we had to go down and pick up the garbage and Also had to go down and speak to him at the police officer station. So we got in a red VW microbus with the shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, headed on toward the police officer station. Now, friends, there was only one or two things that Obi could have done at the police station, and the first was that he could have give us a medal for being so brave and honest on the telephone, which wasn't very likely, and we didn't expect it. Another thing was that he could have bawled us out and told us never to be seen driving garbage around the vicinity again, which is what we expected. But when we got to the police officer station, there was a third possibility that we hadn't even counted upon, and we was both immediately arrested, handcuffed. And I said, Obi, I don't think I can pick up the garbage with these handcuffs on. He said, shut up, kid. Get in the back of the patrol car, and that's what we did. Sat in the back of the patrol car and drove to the, quote, scene of the crime, unquote. I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this happened. Here they got three stop signs, two police officers and one police car. But when we got to the scene of the crime, there was five police officers and three police cars, being the biggest crime of the last 50 years, and everybody wanted to get in the newspaper story about it. And they was using up all kinds of cop equipment that they had hanging around the police officer station. They was taking plaster, tire track, footprints, dog smelling prints, and they took 27 8x10 color glossy photographs with circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. Took pictures of the approach, the getaway, the northwest corner, and southwest corner, and that's not to mention the aerial photography. After the ordeal, we went back to the jail. Obi said he was gonna put us in the cell. Said, kid, I'm gonna put you in the cell. I want your wallet and your belt. And I said, Obi, I can understand you wanting my wallet, so I don't have any money to spend in the cell, but what do you want my belt for? And it said, kid, we don't want any hangings. Said, Obi, did you think I was gonna hang myself for littering? Obi said he was making sure, and friends, Obi was, because he took out the toilet seat so I couldn't hit myself over the head and drown. And he took out the toilet paper so I couldn't bend the bars, roll the toilet paper out the window, slide down the roll, and have an escape. Obi was making sure, and it was about 4 or 5 hours later that Alice, remember Alice? It's a song about Alice. Alice came by and with a few nasty words to Obi on the side, bailed us out of jail. We went back to the church, had another Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, and didn't get up until the next morning when we all had to go to court. We walked in, sat down. Obi came in with the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back each one. Sat down. Man came in, said, all rise. We all stood up, and Obi stood up with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures, and the judge walked in, sat down with the C&I dog, and he sat down. We sat down. Obi looked at the C&I dog. And then the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and looked at the C&I dog. And then at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and began to cry, because Obi came to the realization that it was a typical case of American blind justice and there wasn't nothing he could do about it. And the judge wasn't going to look at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. And we was fined $50 and had to pick up the garbage in the snow, but that's not what I came to tell you about. Came to talk about the draft. We got a building down New York City, it's called Whitehall Street, where you walk in and you get injected, inspected, detected, infected, neglected, and selected. I went down to get my physical examination one day, and I walked in, I sat down, got good and drunk the night before, so I looked and felt my best when I went in that morning. Cause I wanted to look like the all-American kid from New York City. Man, I wanted to feel like I wanted to be the all-American kid from New York, and I walked in, sat down, I was hung down, brung down, hung up, and all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I walked in, I sat down, he gave me a piece of paper, said, "Kid, see the psychiatrist, room 604. And I went up there, I said, "Shrink, I want to kill. And I want to kill. I want to see blood and gore and guts and veins in my teeth. Eat dead, burnt bodies. I mean, kill. And I started jumping up and down, yelling, kill. And it started jumping up and down with me, and we was both jumping up and down, yelling, kill. And the sergeant came over, pinned a medal on me, sent me down the hall, said, "You're our boy. And you feel too good about it." Proceeded on down the hall, getting more injections, inspections, detections, neglections, and all kinds of stuff that they was doing to me at the thing there. And I was there for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I was there for a long time, going through all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I was just having a tough time there. And they was inspecting, injecting every single part of me, and they was leaving no part untouched. Proceeded through, and I when finally came to see the very last man, I walked in, sat down after a whole big thing there, and I walked up and said, "What do you want?" He said, "Kid, we only got one question. Have you ever been arrested?" And I proceeded to tell him the story of Alice's restaurant, Massacre, with full orchestration and five-part harmony and stuff like that, and then all the phenomena stopped me right there and said, "Kid, did you ever go to court?" I proceeded to tell him the story of the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and stopped me right there and said, "Kid, I want you to go over and sit down on that bench that says Group W. Now, kid." And I walked over to the bench there, and there's his Group W is where they put you if you may not be moral enough to join the army after committing your special crime. And there was all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly-looking people on the bench. There's mother rapers, father stabbers, father rapers. Father rapers sitting right there on the bench next to me, and one day was mean and nasty and ugly and horrible and crime fighting guys are sitting there on the bench, and the meanest, ugliest, nastiest one, the meanest father raper of them all, was coming over to me, and he was mean and ugly and nasty and horrible and all kinds of things, and he sat down next to me and said, "Kid, what'd you get?" Said, "I didn't get nothing. I had to pay $50 and pick up the garbage." He said, "What were you arrested for, kid?" And I said, "Littering." And they all moved away from me on the bench there to carry eyeball and all kinds of mean, nasty things till I said, "And creating a nuisance." And they all came back, shook my hand, and we had a great time on the bench talking about crime, mother stabbing, father raping, all kinds of groovy things that we was talking about on the bench. And everything was fine. We were smoking cigarettes and all kinds of things until the sergeant came over, had some paper in his hand, held it up and said, "Kids, this piece of paper's got 47 words, 37 sentences, 58 words. We want to know details of the crime, time, crime, and else kind of thing you got to say, pretend to about the crime. Want to know the rest of the officer's name, and else kind of thing you got to say." And it talked for 45 minutes, and nobody understood a word that he said. But we had fun filling out the forms and playing with the pencils on the bench there. And I filled out the Massacre with the four-part harmony and wrote it down there just like it was, and everything was fine. And I put down a pencil and I turned over the piece of paper, and there on the other side, in the middle of the other side, away from everything else on the other side, in parentheses, capital letters, quotated, read the following words. Kid, you rehabilitated yourself. I went over to the sergeant and said, Sergeant, you've got a lot of damn gall to ask me if I've rehabilitated myself. I'm sitting here on a bench. I mean, I'm sitting here on a Group W bench. Because you want to know if I'm moral enough to join the army, burn women, kids, houses, and villages after being a litter bug. He looked at me and said, Kid, we don't like your kind. And we're going to send your fingerprints off to Washington, and friends, somewhere in Washington, enshrined in some little folder, is a study in black and white of my fingerprints. And the only reason I'm singing you the song now is because you may know somebody in a similar situation. Or you may be in a similar situation. And if you're in a situation like that, there's only one thing you can do. Is walk into the shrink wherever you are. Just walk in and say, shrink. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant and walk out. You know, if one person, just one person does it, they may think he's really sick and they won't take him. And if two people do it in harmony, they think they both they won't take either of them. And if three people do it, can you imagine three people walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out? They may think it's an organization. And can you imagine 50 people a day? I said 50 people a day walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out. And friends, they may think it's a movement. And that's what it is. The Alice's Restaurant Anti-Massacre Creed Movement. And all you gotta do to join is to sing it the next time it comes around on the guitar. With feeling. So we'll wait till it comes around on the guitar here. Sing it when it does. Here it comes. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. That was horrible. Want to end war and stuff, you gotta sing loud. You could put a lot. I've been singing the song now for 25 minutes. I could sing it for another 25 minutes. I'm not proud or tired. So we'll wait till it comes around again, and this time with four-part harmony and feeling. We're just waiting for it to come around is what we're doing. All right now. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Excepting Alice. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Say, walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Da 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 da. At Alice's restaurant.
Well, congratulations. We made it through another 18 minutes of Alice's Restaurant. Arlo Guthrie right there. A little Thanksgiving tradition. You'll probably hear that on your radio a few more times today. I'm DJ Lou, and this is Turkey Request Live here on WRUV FM Burlington. 11 years of doing this Thanksgiving morning tradition. We're taking requests until noon, and then handing things off for your first Christmas song, that your Christmas show that you'll probably hear, done live pretty much anywhere. Most of the Christmas stations that you hear, that's totally canned. It's just automation playing you a playlist that you could just do at home. But today at noon, you're going to hear, I'm not even tease it anymore. You're going to hear a great Christmas show, and it's part of our ongoing tradition here on WREV. All right, folks, I've got a couple of requests that came in during that nice long song. We've got some Toots and the Maytals on the way. We got some Whitney Houston on the way. But first, Labby Seafree with Bless the Telephone. I think I'm saying that correctly. I see this. Sometimes you see artist names and you're like, oh, yeah, I know what that is. And then you have to say it out loud live on the radio without enough caffeine. And you're like, I don't think I say that out loud a lot. So, it's an older artist. We'll see if I said it correctly now. I'm going to go double check myself. You know this song probably. Thank you so much for making the request, everyone, this morning. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. You can make your requests at WREV.org. You can chat me through the website or call me in the studio, 656-4399. Sending great gratitude out to everyone. Thinking about all of the loved ones out there that you're with, that you miss. Whether they're here with us still or not, it's just a day of just taking some gratitude, and hopefully being tender and having some gratitude towards yourself as well. Always important to remember to turn that inside as well. All right, folks, here we go. Bless the Telephone up next, in honor of calling some of those loved ones that may still be far away, but not so far.
Nice to hear your voice again. I've waited all day long, even wrote a song for you. It's strange the way you make me feel. With just a word or two, I'd like to do the same for you. It's nice to hear you say hello. And how are things with you? I love you. But very soon it's time to go. An office job to do while I'm here writing songs for you. Strange how a phone call can change your day. Take you away, away from the feeling of being alone. Bless the telephone. Nice the way you say my name. Not very fast or slow, just soft and low, the same as when you tell me how you feel. I feel the same way too. I'm very much in love with you. I'm very much in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
Playing a little Jimmy Cliff on your Thanksgiving morning. Passed away about a week ago. That's what made him his money. I always respect the folks who, you know, sometimes a song really hits it and everyone's like, oh, don't play the hits, don't play the, you know, the stuff that becomes pop or gets picked up on soundtracks. But here's the thing, that's what pays the bills for these folks. So whether they want to play it or not, that's on them for concerts. But, you know, picking up the pennies there for the streaming services, for his estate at least. And sometimes the hits are the hits for a reason. So remembering Jimmy Cliff this morning, alongside remembering anyone else that folks have lost in this last year, that's another part of taking some stock during the holiday season, thinking about our loved ones that have gone before us and their memories. Perhaps you want to play a song this morning before we finish at noon, sending it out to someone you lost this year. Happy to play it for you, help you share some loving memories with them. You can go ahead and make a request at wruv.org, chat the DJ. Happy to play that for you, or play songs for folks who are still here with us. Maybe folks that you're going to go see, maybe folks you're with already this morning. It's Thanksgiving. Lots of folks do it lots of different ways, and we're here to embrace it all. In that set, we also had Toots and the Maytals by request through online listeners. And also, I was right, it was Labby Seafree, I think is the way you say it. Yeah. It's Total Request live this morning on WRUV. I'm DJ Lou, happy to be with you till noon. I'm going to play a song for someone I lost this year. This one's going out to Dave. He had this great show on community radio. It was called The Long and Winding Road. Yes, he was a Beatles fan, but he was a fan of a bunch of music. We nerded out all the time on everything except for disco. And so this next one's for Dave. Thanks for tuning in this morning, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before. To your door, the wild and windy night that the rain washed away has left a pool of tears crying for.
Give thanks and praises for all my years. Give thanks and praises. fool. So the lion gets stronger than bull.
Give thanks and praises for all my years. Give thanks and praises. Can you lead the way?
Sure.
Give thanks and praises to all these good as they. Give thanks and praises. Listen to what Rashilo says.
Rastafari.
Give thanks
right, Steve Winwood, Higher Love, one of the classics, going out to one of the many listeners putting requests in through the website, WREV.org, where you can get your requests as well, going out to loved ones that are not here with us anymore. We also had Give Thanks from Anthony B. in that set, and The Beatles' Long and Winding Road. Good morning, everybody. It's Thanksgiving morning. It's the 11th annual Turkey Request Live, sending out requests to listeners near and far through the WREV listening area. Thank you so much for spending the morning here listening to a very eclectic show, right, folks? Always very eclectic. I love it. It's a lot of fun to pull together and hopefully spread a little bit more joy, a little bit more love on a day of gratitude for hopefully all of us. We've got a few more songs that we can fit in between now and noon, so get that request in, folks. Again, the website's WREV.org. You can chat me there, or you can call in at 802-656-4399. I think we've had around 15, 16 requests over the course of these 2 hours. It's a great way to start my Thanksgiving day, so really appreciate being here. I'm DJ Lou, by the way. Not around all that more often on the schedule because I've moved to another station, but happy to come back for these little special shows and happy to spend a little bit of time with you. All right, coming up next, this is a banger of a request, folks. This one, we're going Whitney Houston. And My Love Is Your Love. It's another one of those putting out the love songs. Let's see if you can do it. Let's do it.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
sing, mommy,
and I'm standing on the front line, and the Lord asked me what I did with my life, I will say, I spent it with you.
God cares, all
is all right.
God cares, all right.
If I wake up in World War III, I see destruction and poverty, and I feel like I wanna go home. It's okay if you're coming with me. If I lose my fame and fortune,
really don't matter.
And I'm homeless on the street,
Lord, Lord.
And I'm sleeping in Grand Central Station,
okay.
It's okay if you're sleeping with me. As the years they pass us by, we stay young through
each other's eyes.
And no matter how we get on, it's okay as long as I got you, baby.
God cares, all is all right.
for Whitney Houston on your Thanksgiving morning. My love is your love. Good morning to everybody out there. DJ Lou getting ready to wrap the Total Request Live, Thanksgiving Request Live show. 11 years doing this. Next year we'll make it 12. Get that final request in if you want. I got spot for one more. If you can go to WREV.org and hit the chat, go ahead and send that in or give me a call, 656-4399. And if not, that's okay. I got us. We'll go right till noon. We got DJ Hildy getting ready to give you a lot of Christmas live tunes. Always a fun show to start the official holiday season while your turkey is basting. I got this next one here. This one makes me laugh because, you know, we've been all about gratitude and love and remembering folks and being grateful for who we still got. And sometimes holidays bring out the worst in people. And so this song is one of those songs that just like, yeah, it's about family dynamics. And when it doesn't go great and when you want to just grit it through the Thanksgiving meal or maybe just not go at all, whatever you can do to kind of protect your peace there. This one is taking us back to the 90s with Tracy Bonham's Mother Mother. I think this is going to take the hero request of the morning. So thank you to who sent this in. Here we go, folks. Happy Thanksgiving. There you go for your family dynamics. You can sing it out loud. Hey, we got one last request in, and it's for the always remembered, never forgotten LJ Pilardi, who used to do these Thanksgiving morning shows, not by request. He would do salsa turkey themed stuff on your Thanksgiving morning. We've been keeping it going with a live radio on your Thanksgiving morning. It's always a good way to connect. So thank you to the caller for requesting some Bebo Valdez. This is Sempere Cantando, and then we'll give you one more tune, and then DJ Hildy's will be taking over. So, folks, I don't know when I'll be back, maybe for my birthday show in July, maybe for something in between that, but always a pleasure to be back on RUV. Thank you so much for listening. I'm DJ Lou, and again, happy Thanksgiving.
Goodbye,
goodbye.
Sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I cannot tell.